Today's word comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is his coming? He promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. So happy Easter Sunday, and please be reminded that this afternoon Neva and Edwin will be baptized. So you better show up, so your support. Otherwise, they will not be very happy, and I mean, we will not be very happy. It's like someone a baptismal service, like someone's wedding. You're invited, and if you don't show up, unless you have some really good reason, then they won't be very happy. So please come and support the church family. There will be members from other congregation. We have a total of 18, I think, getting baptized today. Another 10 transfer, a total around 30. So it'll be, this place will be packed, and we'll celebrate all together, all three congregations. So it'll be very exciting. And also we have a potluck. If you have not signed up, I think it's okay, you can eat my share. If you really want to come, just stay. I mean, it's a potluck. So it's more important that we have enjoyed the meal together than if you forgot to sign up. So during the early part of Second World War II, General MacArthur, when he left the Philippines in the earlier part of the war, and he made a short speech saying, "I will return," which became very famous later on. And then later on, he came back to the Philippines in Victory, and then he made another speech saying, "I have returned." And this is exactly what Jesus has told us before his persecution, crucifixion, all the sufferings, that he will die, but he will rise in 3 days. And he did. So today, this morning, we celebrate his resurrection. Easter Sunday, I would say, is probably the most important Sunday among all the other Sundays and programs we have at church. This is a day that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy and prove that he is the Son of God. No one has ever defied death. He has overcome death so that we can have hope and we can have eternity. In the Old Testament, there are about 300 prophecies about the first coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. But there are even more prophecies about the second coming of Jesus, of Christ. In the Old Testament alone, there are around 1,800 prophecies about the second coming of Christ. As this morning, we are here to celebrate, to remember the resurrection of Christ. But it is just as important for us to remember that he promised to us that he will return. And he will. In the New Testament, all of the 27 books of the New Testament, in 23 of them, there are prophecies of the return second coming of Christ. So for every one prophecy in the Bible about the first birth of Christ, there are around eight prophecies on the second coming of our Lord. So we need to pay attention. His first coming has been realized, and that's why we are here this morning to celebrate. But while we are celebrating, let's also look forward to his second coming. When will he return? The Bible says there will be false prophets. There will be warfare. We can look around. Now we have a new kind of wars in the whole world, trade wars. But there are wars that kill people in the world. You can see that is coming more. There are disease, famine, earthquake, defection of false believers, Christians give up their faith. And the last, the declaration of the gospel to the whole world. Just as when you see all this happen, you'll be coming back soon. So last night at Modern Family, I was sharing with one brother that I think the Lord is coming back soon. He said, they told us 30 years ago, but he did not show up. I will address that later on in my sermon. So as Peter wrote the two books, first and second, the two letters, first and second of Peter. Verse 3, know this first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is the return of Jesus that all these disciples, the apostles, have been proclaiming? Where is Jesus? Where is his second coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. Life just keeps going around and around and around, repeating itself. Nothing spectacular, miraculous will happen. Just look at our life. Look at your forefathers. Nothing would happen. And outside our house, you don't need to go to Japan to see all this cherry blossom. Every year at this time, our street is filled with this beautiful cherry blossoms. The whole block. So when we look out, just feel like we are in Japan, right? So you don't have to go very far. But this was taken a month ago. So this morning I look outside, it's all green and it's really boring. It's all gone. But then next year, the cherry blossom will come again. It will go again. In 2027, it will come again, it will go again. So that's why the mockers, the people say that, where is your Lord? Where is the coming back of Jesus? It is a question, but it's actually not a question. It's not asking when it's going to come back. They are not asking a question. It's just like they ask, where is the God of justice? In Malachi chapter 2:17. They're not really looking for God's justice. They're just mocking them. Where is the God of justice? So what they are saying is that there's no such God exist. Psalm 42:3. Where is your God? They are not sincerely looking to meet your God. They're just mocking. Said, where is God? Where's the justice? Jeremiah 17:15. Where is the word of the Lord? It's not that they want to go to join a Bible study, join the BSF. No, they just say that, where do you see the truth of God? So today is the same. When we keep saying that we Christians saying that God will return, but where is your Jesus? We have waited for the last 30 years. I've been waiting. Like when you were younger, like 30 years ago, at one time the church was all talk about the imminent return of Jesus, but it didn't happen 30 years ago. So where is your God? Even we Christians sometimes tend seem to lose our faith on the second return of Christ. Somehow become just one of our doctrines. It's not something that we look forward to. The world around us also look at our faith this way. They mock at our faith. They marginalize our faith. Canada, we formed our country in 1867. And our country was built on Christian values. Education, our education system, politics, religion is based, built on Bible values. In 1944, the government of BC Anang amended the Public School Act to provide compulsory Bible reading. Do you believe that? Compulsory Bible reading. We have a British Columbia Public School Act that we have to read the Bible to open the school days, starting in 1944. But slowly, this go away. So until 1996, it's all been stopped. So from 1871 to 1989, slowly, the prayer and the reading of Bible in the school declined. And you don't need me to tell you that. The process. In 1906, we have a law that on Sunday we cannot open the stores and people have to have a day of rest to go to church. When I first came to Canada as a teen, stores don't open on Sunday or even Saturday. You have to buy things. Friday they extend the hours to maybe 9 o'clock. You can do shopping Friday evening. But they don't open on Sundays. But now on Sundays, all the shopping malls are full of people. The churches are empty. Today, we are in a general election. So I encourage the Election Canada, call me personally, say that I encourage your members to vote. It is important that all of you, if you are qualified to vote, you should go and vote. If you don't know how to register, ask someone. I'm sure a lot of people can help you, or the pastors. Today our focus is on the economy. No one talk about our spirituality of this country. So when you vote, pray that God will install a government to bring us back to Him. Today, let's not only at the morality, the economics, but the morality of this country. The world mocks at us. Even sometimes we Christians do not really believe that Christ will return, at least not in my lifetime. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. So Peter here is reminding the people, just like people say that life will just keep going around and around in a circle, nothing spectacular will happen. All these disasters, second coming of Christ would not happen. But Peter reminded them that, look at when the flood came, people, when Noah was building the ark, people laughed at him. It's just like when we are waiting for the return of Christ, people mock at us, people mock at our faith. Matthew chapter 24, verse 38 to 39. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, nobody would believe that the flood, the end of the world at that time will come, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Scripture is reminding us we are in the same situation. The Lord will never return. People laugh at us. Even we Christians Even we sometimes think of this second return of Christ is just the last, one of the last doctrines of our belief, of our faith statement. And when they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. So brothers and sisters, let us be reminded this morning. It's just like in Noah's time, people laugh at Noah building the ark. We're here this morning, this pastor talking about the second coming of Christ. We don't talk about this topic very often. You probably realize. We talk about sanctification, spiritual maturity, other things. But we don't talk about the second return of Christ often. So I think this on this Easter Sunday, Jesus returned from death so that he given us eternity. So as we are waiting, let's remind ourselves the second coming of Christ. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But the next ending of the world, the first one is by flood, by water. The second one will be by fire. And Peter here gave a little more details, not just any kind of fire. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. When no one can say, that, okay, let's plan that. Okay, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, the thief will come. Let's be prepared. Let's lock our door. We do not know when the thief will come, isn't it? It's just like we do not know. As I was talking to his brother, that's actually Marvin. There are not that many brothers in modern family. talking is that we do not know. I cannot say it's tomorrow, next week. We do not know. This is like a thief. Right? We cannot plan the visit of the thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar. Roar is like the in the original Greek. It's like the whistling of an arrow. When you shoot an arrow, the sound shoop, is this roar. It's so quick and subtle. With a roar and the elements, interesting, talk about chemistry, suddenly. So I check out the Greek word. It is element. So Peter here talking about element, and the elements will be destroyed. Now all this chemistry major here, physics major, element is the most basic element. Hydrogen, oxygen, carbon. You cannot change an element by chemical reactions. But all these elements will be destroyed with intense heat. How do you destroy an element? Nuclear reaction, maybe. I'm just thinking. And the earth and its works will be burned up. This heat is so hot, the whole earth will dissolve. Elements will melt, will destroy it. So this is how the second ending of the world will be. This is how when the Christ will return. And let's be prepared. We do not know when, but let's be prepare. It will be by fire, not water. And in the Old Testament, this has been prophesied over and over again in the book of Joel 2:30, when God would show blood and fire and pillars of smoke. In the Psalms, in Isaiah 29, Isaiah speaks of flame of devouring fire. The Lord will come with fire, by fire, and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. Isaiah 66:15. So throughout the Old Testament, we talk about the end of the world will be by fire, will be destroyed by fire. But Peter has been saying this 2,000 years ago. It has not happened. And even 30, 40 years ago, all the churches all the churches, if you read some of the books, the very popular books that 40 years ago, we were talking about the second coming of Christ is imminent. Imminent means in our generation, in our lifetime. But it did not happen. So what is the problem here? So Peter here gave us the answer. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. So 2,000 years has passed, it's just like 2 days. So when the Lord said it's imminent, His coming returning is imminent, but it's only 2 days. Only 2 days has passed. So our last 50 years is seconds, really, seconds. 1,000 years like a day, and 1,000 years is like one day is came from Psalms 90. For 1,000 years in your sight, in our sight, are like yesterday when it passed by, or like a watch in the night. So we do not know when the Lord will return, but it is soon. He will be back soon. What do you mean, Pastor? Back soon, is it? Tomorrow, I do not know, but it will be soon. And this is in God's eye, timeline, it is soon, because God is patient, because He is eternal. St. Augustine. It is quick, soon, but we do not know when. So we better be prepared. He is not coming back today. I don't know, I shouldn't say. I do not know. The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. The reason that the Lord was not here last year, because He wanted some of us to be saved this past year. He wants to see Edwin and Leva get baptized today. Isn't that a good reason? And if the Lord came back 10 years ago, I'm sure some of you sitting here would not have been saved yet. If the Lord came back 20 years ago, I'm sure a lot more of you would not have been saved yet. The Lord wants to come back today, tonight. But He wants to see more people saved. That's the only thing holding Him back. The world, He is ready. But are we ready? Are we prepared for His second coming? And all of you should know that I have a grandson 5 weeks ago. And when Jen found out first when she was pregnant, 11 months ago, so Chris and Jen are really excited. So they start preparing. They have 2 rooms in their apartment, start cleaning up his second room. So Chris really likes a computer, making car models. They put all those into the storage room and prepare that for the baby to come. And he got a crib from a church member, a used one, and he bought a lot of other baby stuff, and he bought 1,000 diapers. I said, why do you need so many diapers? Well, they only last 3 months. I calculated it. And it was on sale, the main thing is. 1,000 diapers. So they have everything all prepared, waiting for the baby to come. But are we prepared for the return of Christ? We keep saying that when is He coming back? If He come back today, are you ready? Are you waiting for His return, or you're looking forward to His coming? When you're about to land on the airport, you're visiting somebody. You're not just waiting for the plane to land. You're looking forward to see the person that you love is waiting for you in the airport. So a little girl came back Reformed Church. And that morning, the pastor also talked about the second coming of Christ. The pastor said that the return of Christ is imminent. So the little girl asked her mother, said, "Mommy, do you believe that Jesus will come back soon?" Said, "Yes." The mother said, "I believe. Could he come back today?" And the mother said, "Yes, he could come back today. Would he come back in the next hour?" And the mom thought a bit more and said, "Yes, he could come back in the next hour. Oh, mom, could you comb my hair? I want to be ready." But are you ready? Are you ready to meet Christ, Jesus? So Peter here reminded us two things while we are waiting. First, but according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Are we looking forward, not just waiting? And we have to prepare ourselves. The soul thrilling rapture when since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in? Holy conduct and godliness. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, and blameless. Are you looking forward? Are you preparing yourself? A month ago, I shared this the message, I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1, about sanctification. The seven steps to be into spiritual maturity. And while we are waiting, we have to be prepared. And I have a poem here that I want to read to you from Fanny Crosby. As we look forward to meeting our Lord, she wrote this about one of her songs. "Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face, and the luster of his kindness beaming eye. How my full heart will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepares for me a mansion in the sky. I shall know him. I shall know him. And redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand." So let's prepare our life to meet Christ. Let's look forward. Let us each day we grow in Christian maturity. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, verse 1, as it says, 2 Peter, chapter 1. "Through faith we add virtue. Through virtue we add knowledge. Through knowledge we add self-control. And through self-control we add perseverance. And then we add godliness. We add kindness. We add brotherly love. And then we add unconditional agape love." That's the seven steps from faith to Christian maturity. And the high step, if you remember my sermon a month ago, Christian maturity is when we have the love of God, when we can love others like God does. And that is agape love. And how do you show your love to other people? So Peter here tells us the second criteria we have to equip ourselves while we are waiting. We have to grow spiritually, but we also have to looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. I don't think too many denominations, I Google around. The Alliance is one of the denominations. Our founder, A.B. Simpson, actually believed that we can change God's schedule. God has a schedule when he would come back. And our founder, A.B. Simpson, he honestly believed we can move his schedule forward. One of his articles, the work of missions is the great means of hastening that end. That he truly believes, he's looking forward to meeting Christ so much that he wants to see him. He actually believes that he can see Christ during his lifetime. I mean, when we look back, we know it did not happen. But while he was still alive, he personally believed that if he can bring the gospel to the ends of the world, then Christ will come back. So that's why CNMA so strongly believe in missions, because he want to see Christ during his lifetime, that we bring him back. And we can do that by mission. And he said, I cannot understand how any man or woman can believe in the Lord's coming and not be a missionary, or at least committed to supporting the work of missions with every power of his being. So while we are equipping ourselves spiritually, we can contribute to the quicker, sooner return of Christ by bringing the gospel to the lost people. And that is our mandate. And that is something that we have to do while we are waiting for his return. There's a sad story that happened many years ago. One evening, around midnight, a British ocean liner, the Californian, even though the name is California, it's actually a British liner, was up within 1,500 miles of the Boston Harbor, or 300 miles off our Newfoundland in Canada. And then the crew members noticed some not too far away, especially, at least they can see it. They see these white rockets. In those days, white rockets, they fire white rockets from a ship that in distress that need help. So they saw white rockets firing from a ship within maybe 10 miles. They can see it. So they reported that to the captain, and the California was waiting. Actually, they parked the liner in the ocean because there was all the ice surrounding. In fact, it's dangerous to sail among all the ice blocks. So they're staying there for the night. So they report to the captain that they see this white rocket being fired some distance away. But the captain said that, don't worry about it, it's nothing serious. And then they saw a total of 8 white rockets being fired. And then later on, they found that that was a ship that was in distress that needed help. And the ship also sent out radio signals. And unfortunately, at least according to what they said, the person in charge of the radio went to sleep at midnight. So they ignored those emergency rockets. They missed the radio signal for help. So they basically watched the Titanic sunk with 1,500 people died. They were only around 19 miles away from Titanic. Even the people from Titanic can see the lights. They thought that this ship was going to come and help them. But they did not. As we look at this sad story, so so they traveled there later on, 4 hours later at around 4 a.m. Of course, that's too late. But the captain have to face the inquiry from both the British and the U.S. government. And they wrote this: if the ship, if they have immediately responded to the call for help, they could get there in around 2 hours. And they could have saved a lot of people, if not all of them. So today, the people, they're like people in the Titanic, they will be sending out signals to you that they need help, but we ignore them, isn't it? Just like these white rockers that they saw. And people are calling you for help, and we went to sleep, we did not hear their needs. So brothers and sisters, this is our mandate while we're waiting for the return of the Lord, that we are to hasten His return by sharing the gospel, the good news to people around us. There's another ship, Carpathia, which is around 60 miles away in yellow. They also received the signal at around midnight, and they immediately shut off all the heat in the ship, turn off all the lights, turn off everything, so that they can put all the steam. In those days, engines are run by steam. So they can send all the steam to the ship engine, and then they go full speed towards Titanic. So they arrive there, unfortunately, too late, because they're so far away. It took them 4 hours. They arrived there almost the same time as California. But they were able, but the first ship arrived, they saved the 705 people, all the ones on the lifeboats. They saved all those people. And they disregard their safety, because it's dangerous to charge at full speed through all the ice. But they save all the people that they can save. So brothers and sisters, Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We're looking forward to His return. And let us not make that second coming just one of the few last doctrines of our statement of faith. But let us really look forward to. Let us equip ourselves spiritually so that we can be more like Christ when we see Him. And let us hasten, help Him to come back sooner. He wants to come back right now, but we have to help Him by spreading the gospel. So in closing, I want to share A.B. Simpson, one of his poems. Oh, let us then His coming haste. Oh, let us end this awful waste. Oh, souls that never die, 1,000 millions still are lost. A Savior's blood has paid the cost. Oh, hear their cry, dying cry. The Master's coming draw nearer. The Son of Man will soon appear. His kingdom is at hand, but ere that glorious day can be, this gospel of the kingdom we must preach in every land. Let us pray. Father, as we celebrate your resurrection, let us look forward to your second coming. And empower us, may the Holy Spirit empower us so that we can witness for you until that date. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.